Good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily Bead of the Zion Hill Church Family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning. I am Minister Lily Bead, and I'm bringing our message today. I'm saying, how do you stay spiritually focused? Amen. I will repeat that again. How do you stay spiritually focused? I'm coming from Proverbs, the 16th chapter, and verse number 3. This is coming out of the New King James Version. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Amen. I believe we all would agree staying focused now more than ever is very important in this season of our lives. Distraction is the call word of focus. We are constantly tempted to pull away from a consistent focus on God. Everything else seems to take our focus off of God. We are so caught up in the words that are out there that we forget that God is in total control of every situation that's going on. God is not surprised. God is never caught off guard. He is always on. Amen. As a result, we often find ourselves being tossed to and fro by the concerns of life. Keeping focus on Christ means that we are purposefully fading out everything that pulls away from connecting with Him. It's a disciplined lifestyle of choosing to see every blessing and struggle through the lens of Christ. I will repeat that statement again. It's a disciplined lifestyle of choosing to see every blessing and struggle that we go through the lens of Christ, which is not easy. We are human. How can we stay focused in a world of busyness and distractions? First, number one, I will give you a way to do that. Focus on God. First and foremost, focus on God, not your situation, not your problem, not your condition. Everyone is going through basically the same thing. You are not the Lone Ranger, and it's only happening to you. That is a level from the very pits of hell. That is not true. Just because you don't see it or hear it, don't mean other people are not struggling. But the difference is, who are you focused on, your problem or on God? Amen. You need to be faithful to God. You should not only read the Bible, but also practice what it says. Surround yourself with like-minded people that help you enhance your spiritual life and stay away from people, places, and things that will lessen your walk with God or pull you away from God. Don't get sidetracked by the situation or the circumstances or the time or anything that's going on. Keep your mind on Christ. Amen. There's a scripture say, keep your mind on Christ and you will have perfect peace. So if you keep your mind on the right thing, you will always be at peace. It doesn't mean you have closed your eyes to the situation or you are ignoring the situation. Your focus is just different. Amen. Have you ever been in the company of someone who makes time with God a priority? There's a certain radiance in their attitude, prayers, and overall outlook on life. And when I say certain attitude and a radiance that comes from, I'm not talking about the illusions of radiance because we all can carry that, but I'm talking about something inwardly will keep you grounded. You won't fall apart when things fall apart. You will still be able to pursue and correctly do what you need to do. You know, sometimes people can be going through something and you hear people say, well, you don't look like that. That's because of that inner peace, the inner joy, the inner security that you have on God, because you know that he is in control and everything is going to be all right. But you got to have a relationship with God. Amen. That just don't happen. You got to work on that. You got to work on a relationship with God just like you work on your job. You got to be consistent. You got to be committed. And you got to be devoted to doing the right thing. God lays it out so plain for us in the word of God. This is what I require. This is the reward of the requirement that I ask you to do. Because you are always going to win with God. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care if you are in the mud today. Trust me, God can lift you up in 5 minutes and you'll look like brand new stuff. There's a scripture in Isaiah, I think it's called 61, the 61st chapter, and the first verse. It says, God will take us through the fire, and we won't even smell like smoke. Amen? That means you don't forget your condition. You just rise above your condition and keep walking. Amen? The attitude, prayers, and overall outlook on life will get you to your next level. Invest or focus intently on God instead of their circumstances. Magnify his glory on their lives. We're talking about people that looks radiant all the time. Seek after the Lord first in your day with a precision-like focus on his presence. In other means, be precise. Look to God. Make it up in your mind that you are going to make God your focus in life. Don't get sidetracked, because trust me, the enemy can get you sold with one word. If you're not focused, if you're not grounded, if you're not purposely, intentionally looking after God and his word every day. You can't just put it down. You got to constantly be meditating on the word both day and night. And the Lord said you will find strength and marrow to your very bones. In other words, you will not crumble because you will have what you need to stand in the wiles of the enemy. Amen. The second thing I want to say is focus on eternal life. People, we did not come here to stay. We are on a journey. We are walking towards, like my pastor said yesterday, we're walking towards heaven. You're either walking towards heaven or you walking toward the other place. But hopefully we all walking towards heaven. So it's a journey. Like if I want to go from Alexandria to Colfax, that's a journey. I got to make preparations for the journey. This is our time to make preparations for our journey. If you don't make preparations, if you get somewhere, if you don't put, a simple thing is, I'm going to Colfax, and my NELA is almost on E. And so I start driving up I-49 going north. What you think going to happen when I get to the turn to get on I-49? I'm going to be out of gas.
So that's a lack of preparation. Same thing with the Word of God. You got to prepare for the journey. If I want to get to Colfax in one piece and come back home in Alexandria, I'm going to have to put gas in my tank. And it's the same thing with the Word of God. If you don't put anything in your spiritual journey walk, you will fall by the wayside. Amen? And it will happen. It's just so plain, people. We got to do it God's way to win. And we can win because Jesus has already went to the cross. He got up out of the grave, and he made preparations, and he made a way for us. All we got to do is follow the pathway. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but God always gives us the answer for that. He said, our trials and tribulations come to make us stronger. Stronger, people. If you don't have any trials, if you don't have any tribulations, when the rain comes, you're going to stand in the rain and drown. Amen? So focus on eternal life. Realize you did not come here to stay. Do the best you can while you're here. Make some changes. Make some things happen for other people as well as yourself. Just don't get caught up and think you're going to be here forever because it ain't happening. It's so easy to get caught up into the cares of this world and neglect the hope we have in the next one. There is nothing wrong with being involved and engaged in work-related issues, family demands, or community concerns. Our problem arises when we let them take so much ground in our lives that we forget this place is not our home. Pray that God will renew an expectancy of eternal life, that will release the pressures of worldly concern. Just keep remembering, people, we're on a journey. Prepare for the journey and keep walking, because I learned one thing. While you're walking toward heaven, there are things that's coming off. There are things that's being added to your life to give you the strength to keep moving. God know we are flesh. He know we are just made from the dirt, and he's already put parameters in place to help us on our journey. Realize that they are there and take advantage. Amen. The third one is focus on things above. Colossians 3:2, set our minds on things above, not on earthly things. Like I said, don't get caught up. You know, we all want nice things, but don't get caught up in the nice things and forget about your soul that is going to live eternally. And it's going to live somewhere, either heaven or hell. Not saying it to frighten anybody, but it's two places, either heaven or hell. Make preparations to go to heaven. Amen? We make preparations for everything else, so start making preparations for your journey in this life. At this very moment, Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the of God interceding for you and I. Think about it. If God wasn't interceding, girl, we would be in trouble all the time. Thank God he is there interceding for us, stopping the enemy from killing some of us, stopping us from making wrong decisions and wrong turns, and sometimes still we overrule God and go right on and get in our mess. And when we get in a situation, we go, well, how did this happen? Well, think about it. Backtrack. What did you do to cause this to happen? Because don't nothing happen without some help. So whatever you are doing, make sure you're doing the right thing so you won't have to suffer consequences that you don't necessarily have to suffer. Amen? Interceding for you and I. God is interceding for you and I and all who belong to him. Catch word. Belong to him. Make sure you belong to him. Many times we pray through tough times of difficulties, and it feels